This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine have announced plans to start voting this week to become parts of Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The concerted and quickening Kremlin-backed efforts to swallow up four regions could set the stage for Moscow to escalate the war against Ukrainian forces successfully battling to wrest back territory. The announcements of referendums starting on Friday in the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia regions come after a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin says votes are needed as Moscow loses ground in the war that began nearly 7 months ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an alarming assessment, the head of the United Nations is telling world leaders that nations are, quote, gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction and aren't ready or willing to tackle major challenges. Speaking at the opening of the General Assembly's annual high-level meeting, Antonio Guterres pointed to the war in Ukraine and multiplying conflicts around the world.
Our world is in big trouble. Divides are growing deeper, inequalities are growing wider, and challenges are spreading farther.
Guterres also warned of the climate emergency and suicidal war against nature, what he called it, the dire financial situation of developing countries, and many reversals in UN goals for 2030, including to end extreme poverty and provide quality education for all children. The 77th General Assembly meeting of world leaders convenes under the shadow of Europe's first major war since World War II. This is VOA News. Tigrayan authorities say Eritrea has launched a full-scale offensive along the country's border with northern Ethiopia in what appears to be an escalation of last month's renewal of fighting. The Eritreans are fighting along Ethiopian federal forces, including commando units as well as allied militia, according to a Tigrayan spokesman. He said Eritrea is deploying its entire army as well as reservists. Iran is facing international criticism over the death of a woman held by its morality police, which ignited 3 days of protest across the country. An Iranian official said Tuesday three people had been killed by unnamed armed groups in the Kurdish region of the country where the protest began. It was the first official confirmation of deaths linked to the unrest. The UN Human Rights Office called for an investigation. The United States, which is trying to revive the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, called on the Islamic Republic to end its systematic persecution of women. Iran dismissed the criticism as politically motivated. McDonald's restaurants in Kyiv are open again for the first time since Russia invaded in February. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Three restaurants in the Ukrainian capital are offering burgers, fries, and shakes for delivery only to start, keeping delivery drivers like Valentin very busy. He says he's an optimist. I think it's good. It is just a start. Yes, in the beginning, it cannot be very easy, but in the future, everything will be good. Some time is needed. People are happy. They have been missing this menu. McDonald's closed its Ukrainian restaurants after the Russian invasion, but has continued to pay more than 10,000 McDonald's employees in the country. Delivery driver Artem says, I think it's perfect for our business. It shows our recovery. It shows that despite the war, people can continue to live as usual and enjoy life. As it gradually reopens in Ukraine, McDonald's has sold its 850 restaurants in Russia. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, the separatist leaders of four Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine say they are planning to hold referendums this week for the territories to become part of Russia as Moscow loses ground in the war it launched. The votes will be held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. The announcement of the balloting starting Friday came after a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday they were needed. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.